This study aimed to examine whether cognitive flexibility mediates the relationship between adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, and somatization in adults. A descriptive correlational design was employed using data from 440 adult participants in the United States. The sample size was determined based on the Morgan and Credsey table. Participants completed standardized self-report measures, including the Adverse Childhood Experiences Questionnaire, ACEQ, the Cognitive Flexibility Inventory, CFI, and the Patient Health Questionnaire 15, PHQ-15 for somatization. Data were analyzed using SPSS-27 for descriptive statistics and Pearson correlation coefficients, and AMOS-21 was used for structural equation modeling, SEM, to test the hypothesized mediation model. The results revealed that ACEs were positively correlated with somatization, R equals 0.46, P0.001, and negatively correlated with cognitive flexibility, R equals minus 0.39, P0.001. Cognitive flexibility also showed a significant negative correlation with somatization, R equals minus 0.41, P0.001. The structural model demonstrated good fit. Chi squared DF equals 2.21, GFI equals 0.96, CFI equals 0.97, RMSEA equals 0.052. SEM results indicated that ACEs significantly predicted somatization both directly, beta equals 0.31, P0.001, and indirectly through cognitive flexibility, beta equals 0.1, P0.001, with a total effect of beta equals 0.41, P0.001. The mediating role of cognitive flexibility was statistically significant, confirming partial mediation. These findings suggest that cognitive flexibility plays a protective role in the pathway from childhood adversity to physical symptom expression. Interventions aimed at enhancing cognitive flexibility may reduce the severity of somatization among trauma-exposed individuals and contribute to more effective trauma-informed care.